Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
I'm a Red Sox fan, which did not feel excellent last year. In 2022, the Sox finished in last place in the American League East. Granted, many things much more important than baseball have gone awry recently, and starting in 2004, the Sox have won 4 World Series, so, you know, perspective. Still, on opening day at Fenway Park this coming Thursday afternoon, when the Sox take on the Baltimore Orioles, some people might be feeling jaded. Not Tim Pettit.
I mean, I'm a lifelong, diehard Red Sox fan.
Pettit grew up in Newton, well before the Sox ended the team's 86-year championship drought in 2004. In 1995, Pettit started working at the shop across the street from Fenway Park that was founded in 1947 and is now called the Red Sox Team Store, where he is the pro shop manager, and where, in the final days of spring training, he stands in the aisles among all the Red Sox insignia merchandise in the known universe, and explains why hope springs eternal.
I think that I always am optimistic going into the season. And in my life, I've seen everything from, you know, the Red Sox in the total depths of the curse to finally, you know, getting over that hill and doing it. And I think that if you want to continue to be a Red Sox fan, you have to have that guarded optimism. And you know that not every year will be your year, but they've given us enough reasons over the past 20 years to think, you know what? Maybe sometimes the magic will come together and they'll win a few, they'll get hot, and they'll surprise us. So I think that most fans with the Red Sox know that there is enough time in any given season for things to turn around. So you always have to have your eye on them.
Pettit acknowledges he's focusing on Thursday's season opener from a retail angle.
Well, the start of the season, to me personally, is always a time of chaos. It's a race against the clock every year for us. So to get the store together and have it ready for, you know, 35,000 people on opening day is always a struggle because we're getting new merchandise in literally the morning of that opening day.
As he surveys the scene in a store already overflowing with everything Red Sox, Pettit says he gets why it matters to fans to make particular wardrobe choices.
Yeah, well, when you're wearing a player name, you're making a statement, right? You're saying, of all the players I could have worn, I'm wearing this one. And so you're, again, suggesting if, you know, I relate to this player because maybe I play the same position or I have a similar personality, or maybe I just really like, I'm a quiet person and I like to have a really loud, vibrant player as my favorite because maybe I can kind of live vicariously through that experience. And I think that there's also a little bit of a bond when you see someone wearing that same shirt. You know, hey, they're also a fan of this player, and you kind of maybe give them a little wink or a nod. And, you know, I think the players do notice. I think they would probably not admit to it, but I think when they see a lot of fans wearing their jersey, their shirt, I think that must give them a little thrill, right? I mean, this is what you do it for.
And on the topic of motivation, in advance of opening day, Tim Pettit of the Red Sox Team Store does want to offer the 2023 Red Sox one bit of advice.
We would just encourage them, hey, win. That's always good for business.
Meanwhile, somewhere in the baseball superstition instruction manual, I think it is written that the Sox will have the greatest season ever if we inflict upon you the not greatest Red Sox song. You're welcome.
I got that Beantown fever burning in my mind. There goes another home run right down the line. I'll always love my mighty Boston Red Sox. Red Sox Nation's on the line. The mighty Boston Red Sox, rowdy, red-hot Red Sox, we'll put those Yankees in a bind. Let's jump and shout for the mighty Boston Red Sox. Hey, bleacher bums, just sing out anytime. Crank up the volume from the grandstands to the rooftops. Don and the Rim Dog really shine. Come on, get on board with the mighty Boston Red Sox. Yeah. Just start the wave and let it ride. It's such a blast to be sky high with the monster. We'll shake old Fenway side to side. I got that Beantown fever burning in my mind. mighty Boston Red Sox. We'll win it all again this time. The mighty, mighty Red Sox, singing about my Red Sox. Red Sox Nation's on the line. The mighty Boston Red Sox, rowdy, red-hot Red Sox. We'll leave those Yankees far behind. I got that Beantown fever burning in my mind. There goes another home run right down the line. I'll always love my mighty Boston Red Sox. We'll win it all again this time. The mighty, mighty Red Sox, singing about my Red Sox. Red Sox Nation's on the line. The mighty Boston Red Sox, rowdy, red-hot Red Sox. We'll leave those Yankees far behind. The mighty, mighty Red Sox, sing about my Red Sox. Red Sox Nation's on the line. The mighty Boston Red Sox, rowdy, red-hot Red Sox. We'll leave those Yankees far behind. The mighty, mighty Red Sox, sing about my Red Sox. Red Sox Nation's on the line.